Sure, on a highway or something like that, you'd be out. It'd be bad to have happen if you were out somewhere by yourself. Mm-hmm. Aren't you afraid?
Yeah, I was. It was in the daytime. And I had always heard, though, that you should just stop, and sooner or later a police officer would come. So I hadn't been there very long, and the state trooper came. You know, and I was happy to see
you. Yeah, I bet you were.
I really was. And so today, I was glad it happened where it did, because the fact that I knew that I was close enough to the Gazette office. You know, because if it had happened, say, after I'd gotten onto Cantrell, because I was just about to turn to go on to Cantrell, it would be all those cars and all that traffic, and it just would have been awful, you know, or on University or something like that. But I was lucky that right there, just before you turn, I was on 2nd Street, you know, just before you turn. And so that's not so congested there, you know, so it wasn't really as bad as it could have been. But anyway, and I hated it because I didn't know how to get in touch with Glenn. I didn't know what to do. And it was just, and I felt terrible about it.
Well, that's all right. He don't mind. He won't mind.
Well,
and I don't mind. I think if he finds out you got here all right and everything.
He'll probably come back by now, but I knew he had to go to the hospital. And
yeah, he was on his way.
And I had more trouble with my car just since I've been working there. The battery was dead.
Well, you know, he lives right over here on Glenmere. He doesn't live very far away from
me. I didn't know that.
No, he just lives right. We've been known Glenn for a long time. We used to be the pastor at our church when we went to. Anyway, they just live over here on Glenmere. So he was going to the hospital when he came by. I guess he just drove by and saw your car wasn't here, so he stopped to see if you hadn't got here, why you hadn't got here, you know. So
well, he knows I had trouble.
Yeah,
car.
Well, he probably figured you had trouble, so
he probably wasn't surprised.
He went on to the hospital, I'm sure. But let's see, do you need that brighter? A brighter
no, this
light?
Is fine. No, I don't. Mm-mm. I really don't.
This is not making where you can see
better.
This seems to be okay.
Okay, let me.
Now you might ask me something that I might have to hesitate on, or that I don't know the answer.
Oh, that doesn't
something
matter.
Goes out
if
over
you
this.
If you don't know the answer, that doesn't matter. That's, as I said, that's just part of it. Because I wouldn't really say.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get your full name.
I didn't want to get you in any trouble.
Oh,
you know.
No. If you just answer where they're from the best of your knowledge. You
okay.
Know. Okay. Where? Let me get your full name.
Okay, Martha. Jane. You want my married name?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay, and let's see. What's the street?
Monica.
Monica,
yeah,
right. I knew that. Okay, where were you born?
In Hot Springs.
And what county is that in?
Garland.
Okay. Would you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 51.
Okay.
If you stop and think, 1924, that'd be 51.
Let's see. Write that very well. And your occupation?
I'm a clerk typist at the Med Center.
Okay, and you're